Before Shimi leaves, I wanna say to the Chevra, he has to go, but I have to, for a thank you before Shimi has to run, I wanna say that what's going on in this Beis Medrash, we're Zoich every Thursday night to get together and learn Divrei Torah. What the Chevra has done, Rav Avia, there's a lot of guys, Rav Moish, the Chevra's involved, but a tremendous credit to Rav Yankiv Metz, a tremendous credit to Rav Shimi Schlesinger. They're succeeding, turning this room into a Makom Torah, a place where the tzibur's gathering, second seder, night seders, the new Meiriv that was Zaycha, the new Meiriv that goes on every week, that every night Beis Hashem in the Beis Medrash, but really to turn this Makom Tefillah to a Makom Torah and a Makom Tefillah. Yitz is going to have to think about the name. It's called Shari Tefillah. Shari Tayru Tefillah. There's a lot of connection between Tayru and Tefillah, of course. And the very pasuk that we learn Tefillah from, Yesh Dvarim Begav, Avaydav, Avadim, the very pasuk the Sifri says is Tefillah, and the Sifri says that Tayru. But I really want to appreciate Rav Shimi, the shiurim at night, the chaburis in the afternoon. What's going on here is a dream. For many, many years, we dreamed of this. A lot of the chevri here, but Rav Yankiv Metz, of course, gets tremendous, this tremendous idealistic person, Rav Shimi. So before you left, I got quiet. I like the Olam Shmuzik. I'm not quick to say he has to run, but on behalf of the whole tzibur, the appreciation that we owe, the emes dekakar is not... If he wasn't here, I'd want to say it. If I could say it in front of him, I've told him, and I'm so thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. Thank you, Shimi. There's a lot I want to learn with the Chevra tonight. I actually have three things that are on my mind that I want to learn with you. The first thing I want to learn with the Chevra. There's a word from the Avodas Yisrael, from the Kashnitz and Magid on this week's parasha, but equally the word is Geshmak, but there's something very practical that I want to share with the Chevra that's very timely and practical. Everybody knows the Rashi in this week's parasha's Chayisara, that it says, Rashi asks, why is Misa Sara near the Akedah? The end of parasha's Vayera had the Akedah. Beginning of Chayisara is the Misa of Sara Imenu. And Avodas Yisrael brings this Rashi, that Rashi asks, why is the Akedah and Misa Sara next to each other, says Rashi? Lefi shal yedei besuras Akedah, because of the news of the Akedah, shenizdamin bina l'shcheta, that her son was prepared for shcheta, ukimat shalei nechshat, and he almost wasn't shechted. It was like touch and go. Parcha nishmasa mimena omesa. Sara Imenu's neshama left her. And the question's obvious. Avram Avinu knew about the Akedah, and he walked great distance, and the nesayin of the Akedah didn't kill Avram Avinu. Fakert Avram Avinu, it's one of the ten nesayinus Avram Avinu passed. How do we understand that Sara Imenu is nefteris from the news of the Akedah? What's happening? It's very, it's like a mystery. Sara Imenu hears about the Besur of the Akedah, and she's nefteris. What's this? Avram Avinu knew the exact same information, and Avram Avinu was Oymid ben Asayin. I'm not saying this is a, in no weird chazal, we don't add Averis. I'm not saying Sara Imenu didn't pass. What are we being taught here? Rashi quotes a medrash, and Hashem wanted us to know. He wanted me and you to know this, Hashem. It's Torah. It's Torah that Sara Imenu passed away from the Akedah. Anybody studying Torah has to ask, what Hashem, that's Torah. You want to know Torah? Sara Imenu passed away from the Besur of the Akedah. What's being said here? So the Avodas Yisrael says something, it's he doesn't need my askam at all. But this tzaddik, the Kashnitz and Magid, says like as follows. He said that Sarah heard about the Akedah from a distance. She hears there's an Akedah and she's not there. It's a tremendous moment of Kiddush Shemayim. And she's not zoicha to be there. But from a distance, she gave up her neshama to Hashem. Now, I don't know what it means to be nifteris from the Akedah. The Avodas Yisrael said she was miyached Hashem, she parted from this world. That's what it means that she heard the besura of the Akedah. Parcha nishmasa mimena. Her neshama flew, and the Avodas Yisrael said it was a madrega. She like, at that moment, she tzushtel to the moment of the Akedah, to the Kedusha, to the Kirvas Hashem. And she like left the physical existence, and Hashem took her neshama. She left this world. She was pirish from Olam Hazeh. She left this world. That's what Avodas Yisrael. It's much deeper. It's much more. I'm not blaming us for being little kids one day. We learned the Chazal. She heard. She must have been overwhelmed. That's not the Torah's teaching us. Sari Menu said Avodas Yisrael was doing an Avoda at this great moment. Rev Gedal Yeshur commenting on this Avodas Yisrael. Rav Gedal Yeshur says that's pshat in the Gemara Bracha, Samach Aleph Mebez. The Gemara describes Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva is being tortured, Chavshu Bebeis Asurim, for teaching Torah. He was Makil Kehilas, and he was teaching Torah. And the Gemara describes how Yisarkin as Pesari B'masreika Shal Barzel. They were combing Rabbi Kiva's blood with combs of metal. Of and he was saying Shema, Rabbi Kiva. Amar lo Talmid of Rabbeinu Ad Kan. Amar lehem Kol Yama Yisi Mitzdar Pasuk Zeh B'chol Nafshecha Fil Neitas Nishmascha Amarti Masa Yava Yiliyad VeKemenu VeAchshav Aliyad LeKemenu HaYemayrich BeEchad. Rabbi Kiva was saying Hashem Echad was Mayrich BeEchad. It's a Shaila. Some bring a Raya to Chaim. That the Dalit, the way the Yemenites say the Dalit is Yair, like that Dalit is not a Dalit, because we can't be Mayrich Be'echad. People try, there's no such thing. Some bring a riot to the Yemenites that Dalit is the Echad. That you can be Mayrich, it's a Shaila. But Rabbi Kiva was Mayrich Be'echad, Ad Sheyotza Nishmasai Be'echad. It says it was Yotza Nishmasai Be'echad. Says Reb Gedal Yeshur, it doesn't just mean he was nifter at that moment. That's not what it says. It says it was yatzin ishmasai be'echad, not bishasha amar echad. He was nifter being miyachad Hashem. He wasn't nifter from Yisurim. Says Reb Gedal Yeshur, while he was going through Yisurim, he departed. He was cleaving to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He was saying and believing and connecting to Hashem echad. He left. He pashut left, he returned, he ran to Hashem. That's Yatza Nishmasai Be'echad. He said on this Avodas Yisrael. The same way Sari Menu was Parcha Nishmasa with the Akedah, is the same pshat in Rabbi Kiva was Yatza Nishmasai Be'echad. He left being Miyached Hashem, and Hashem took his neshama. He walked to Hashem. Now, the reason that this pshat is Nifla. What hit me so timely is their moments and stelling to a moment. Today, right now, as we speak, and this is what Hashem called us, there's Bnei Yisrael, as we speak, risking their lives to protect Yidden. Right now, this minute, there's people risking their lives, people in Klal Yisrael, sent by God, Kipshutai Mamish. And they're risking their lives. There's a moment happening now. And stelling so to a moment. They're big moments, understanding moments. Sari Meina wasn't by the Akedah, but there's a time of the Akedah. It's a big moment in the world. And Avodas Yisrael describes that from where she was, she stelled so to the moment. She was present to the moment. And in our own lives, understanding big moments, it has to be big moments that Hashem has asked Yidden to give to risk their lives to protect other Yidden for the safety of Yidden. That's a moment. That's moments. Those are moments, demands that people like us who are not present at that moment, but shtelt so to that moment. That means something, that says something, that attaches. I'm not saying, I don't know, you know, Tuesday there's a big gathering. My God is everybody should go. There's a gathering Tuesday where Rabbanim, it seems, have told us, the Rabbanim say there's no Shaila. It seems the Rabbanim have said Klal Yisrael should gather on behalf standing up. And to me, it's a long trip to Washington, D.C. We all are busy. We're over all these type of svaras. It's a big moment. I'm not saying that's the only, I'm not here to specifically, but standing up in a moment, applying Zustellung to a moment, not saying I'm not there. So good in time, in space, we're not there. So, but our job is to, yes, be there. I was very moved by the Avodas Yisrael, that Sari Menu, distance from the Akedah, was also, she wasn't Zeicha physically to be there, but she was there. Parcha Neshmasa was a Madrega, she was busy, she also was there. She wasn't Zeicha to physically be present, so she was present in any way she could be present, she was present to that moment. I think ourselves, when there are moments in time that things are going on in our people that are unusual, that are serious moments, they're serious moments right now. From where we are, stelling zu to a moment in ways we can. Ich sag nicht, what's the way? And I don't say going to a march is the whole way of stelling zu. That might be one thing to do, to put ourselves out of our comfort zone. Maybe we're nervous. Maybe it's a long distance. We're not the best travelers. And I'm not saying to settle only in that way. That could be one way. We're shtelling to people who are askanim, have cheshbonos, very good to cheshbonos. To me, the pashtus is to go. That's the pashtus. But I'm not talking just shtelling to in that way. But stelling zu to moments that we're busy with it, that we're also operating and working on something that's in front of us, that's something that's happening now, and it's shayach to us, stelling zu, being shayach to those moments from a distance, I'm extremely moved by this avodas Yisrael. Of Sarah Imenu's Avaida, Parcha Neshmasa, big Madrega, she wasn't there, but she also was sushdeling to such a matzah. She reached some Madrega of being Parish from Gashmis, of stepping into a world of Netzri, some Madrega of Parcha Neshmasa, that she was busy because she shtelled su to a moment. So that Nikud of shtelling su to a moment is something that I wanted to share with the Chevra. One of the principles of Chassidus, this is a principle that every year, it's not, but one of the things that specifically the Baal Shem brought to the world a focus on, every it's not a chiddush to any specific Talmud Chacham, is the Hashkachas Hashem. When things happen, they happen for a reason. When you hear something, if a Yid walks into a store and a guy says something, there are no coincidences, from Hashem. It's from Hashem, Ashkacha Pratis. Ashkacha Pratis, things are exact. It's any segment of Klal Yisrael. Somebody went to Ramesh Aaron's Stern. Somebody said to Ramesh Aaron, a relative of Ramesh Aaron Stern told me, they said to the Kamenetz Mashkiach that it was such a coincidence. His mother's Levaya, this was a relative of Ramesh Aaron. And the Levaya, Ramesh Aaron Stern's mother, this person, Punt was there by Ashkachas Hashem. So the person said, it was such a coincidence. I was at the Levaya of a relative. I was worked out. Ramay Shan Stern got serious. He said, us Talmid Merveli Lapian don't use the word coincidence. We don't like it. We don't like the word coincidence. Not, don't use the word. We're not going the word. There are no coincidences. Us Talmid Merveli Lapian don't use the word. If you were somewhere, it's Ashkacha. If you hear something, it's Ashkacha. The Baal Shem took very serious, if you heard something, he took it seriously. Why are you hearing about this? Today, the discussion worldwide by most of the 8 billion people on Earth is about collateral damage. That's like the discussion, the ganze Welt, everything tumbles about this discussion. It's Israel's that beating back at Hamas, at the terrorists, and people in war, people, you know, they're trying to limit, like no nation in the world. They're trying, dropping leaflets, nobody behaves, but we're Yidden. So we're trying hard to limit damage. We value lives. If life values any human being in the world, any human life has value. And as such, they're trying to attack the people that are fighting and trying not to hurt others. But there's a sugi of collateral damage. How hard could human being try? The ganze Welt dreht sich herum. This shayla is like the shayla of the world. Collateral damage. Limiting collateral damage. Are you doing too much collateral damage? Responsibility for collateral damage. It's the sugi of the world. And it makes me think about the topic of collateral damage. And I want to say that in Hashem's world, Ein Avel, there's no collateral damage. And it's being a sugya, collateral damage. That's a world of human beings. A world of human beings. I'm trying to get him, and that one's in the way. In the world of Hashem, everything's very exact. We were Zeich in the Beis Medrash by us, a lot of B'nai Torah sitting and learning. The whole Beis Medrash had an aliyah. Reb Chaim in our city here, with Zeicha, these weeks Reb Chaim Guri shows up to our city, there's an Aliyah Ruchnis, the yeshiva and the city. It's not like a derech agav, a person's misplaced by a war. Hashem doesn't have collateral. Everything is cheshbend. Everything is for this. It's not like by way of that and then other. Each zach is cheshbend. I want to say that we've been saying a kapitel tillim. All of Klal Yisrael, we're busy with tillim. And in Tehillim, always, remarkably, you always find your story in Tehillim. It's all there. Every year, it's incredible. You say Tehillim, you mamish, you end up reading, people are reading, you like feel, everything, David HaMelech was Levava, is Levav Ha'am, understood and served Hashem in every situation, and we all find Yidden remarkably. Whatever people are going, side to the Rabbim, side to the Yachid, you find a bacher lost his father. He was saying Tillim, he found the Pasuk, he cried for 4 hours. He saw in the Pasuk like exact what he was going through. It's not your Yidden find in Tillim exactly what we're going through. And the Pasuk in Sadi Aleph, the Kapitel Tillim that we say every might say Shabbos, Yipol Mitzidcha Elef, 1,000 will fall from next to you, Revava Miminecha, and 10,000 from your right. It's interesting, it doesn't say 1,000 fall from your left. You would think the Pasuk say 1,000 from your left, 10,000 from your right, Elech Leigash. On the left it says Yipol Mitzidcha, from next to you 1,000 fall. Very, very medactic in language. At a chasna, the minig Yisrael, to the badekin, the chasin's father walks to his right, and the chasin's shver walks to the other side. I listen at chasnas, because I like knowing what misadre kedushin. I noticed, Yaakov, big people, anybody here could listen. I've listened to a few Talmidei Chacham. I like listening in and seeing what they're doing, how they're misad the kedushin. And I've seen big people, you'll watch it, Daniel. If you, the next chasna, check this out. Big people don't want to say, walk to the left, to the shver. They don't say to the left. They say, tata to the right, shver to the other side. I've watched this. They won't say, the big ones don't say, go to the left. Especially in context of talking to the right. It could be they don't want to put a person to the left. I've watched it. You'll check this out, Rabbi Yechiel. The big ones say, you go to this side, you to the right. They won't say, you to the left, you to the right. So it's interesting. The Pasuk says, Yipol Mitzidcha Elef, from next to you 1,000, Revava Miminecha, and 10,000 from your right. Eilecha Loisigash, but it won't touch you. And David HaMelech's talking at a time when their arrows, when their bombs falling. Persons bepachan mechetz yof yoimam from arrows that are flying by day. And David HaMelech describes that each person's an exception. 1,000 can fall from the side of him, 10,000 is right, but it won't touch him. And David HaMelech saying that each person's his own shayla, his own story, his own hashkacha. It's not in middle of war, so it's happening, so what's going to be with this one? There's so much going on. Each one's an exception. Each one is their own ashkacha, their own cheshbon. It can happen a lot of things all around you, and it won't touch you. Hashem's watching you and me and each individual person with ashkacha el yayna, with a specific ashkacha to this person, the best for this person, what this person needs, what's tough for this person. There's a unique ashkacha for each person. I think studying and chazering this at a time the ganze Welt's talking about collateral damage and understanding in the world of Hashem, Yedizach's Hashkacha, there's an exactness. It's not like a fallout of the war, hey, and then a lot of misplaced people sitting in our Beis Medrash. A fallout in the war, hey, some Hashem sends somebody to pick up the matzav here that was sent, exact. It's not, there's no collateral damage by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yipol mitzed chalef, 1,000 can fall this side, 10,000. Eilech la'yish, it won't touch you. There's no, that doesn't cause collateral damage. Well, if everybody's falling, but manasa to this one. No, eilech la'yish, it won't touch you. There's a specific hashkacha. And the chizuk and the emunah that to understand this hashkacha for each person, in exactness for each person, is a chizuk. Many gedolim at difficult times said every bullet has an address. There's hashkacha, there's an exact to the way Hashem operates and the way Hashem guards. So I wanted to share that pasuk. The last inyan that I wanted to share, and I advise, somebody put on the tables. I don't know who put this on the table. Over Shabbos, the Chevra could see this beautiful sheet on the table. I only saw it after I had planned to say this, and I see he's stressing this inyan. I want to say to the Ulam as follows. I'll tell you the story what happened. Hashkach always to see the words about Hashkachas Hashem. So I want to say Hashkachas Hashem. I try many weeks to see the Slanim Rebbe, to see the Nesiv HaShalom on the Parsha. How often do I get to it? 2 out of 4 weeks, 1 out of 4 weeks. I try every week as much as I can to see on the Parsha. I like what he says on the Parsha and I try to read it. But it happens 2 out of 4 weeks, 1 out of 4 weeks, somewhere in that range. The last couple of years. Lemaisa, last Friday, a friend of mine was Nifter, and somebody, part of the yeshiva family was Nifter, and it was a very overwhelming day, and I felt like I would see that safer before Shabbat. I would see that, it would give comfort. So Parshas Vayera, I opened up the Nesiv HaShalom, let me come into Shabbos, let me have nice thoughts coming into Shabbos Kodesh. I opened the Nesiv HaShalom. I think it's his first piece. You could look it up on Vayera. And we just had gone through a Petira on Erev Shabbos. And his first piece, B'chesed Hashem, a kush from the Rabbeinu Shalom, the first piece, he says, the Gemara Ksubis, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara Ksubis says that somebody's mace be'erev Shabbos is Simin Yafalei. It's a good sign, somebody's nifter Erev Shabbos. The Baal Shem asks, what means Simin Yafalei? We don't have choices. We don't have choice. As a person in Bacha may have some long, long years. So what's it saying? It's a good sign. What's it telling us? Says the Baal Shem, the avoid of a Yid Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is a day that a Yid has the opportunity to be with Hashem. Just like a person going into the Beis HaMikdash is the possibility of connecting to Hashem. It's easier to connect to Hashem. So when Yid prepares, you don't just walk into the Beis HaMikdash. You make yourself the proper clay kibbutz to be mekabel Ashura Sashrina. To connect to Hashem, there's Achana. So Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash. And before entering Shabbos, there's a Achana, preparation before entering Shabbos. Says the Baal Shem, the Achana of Shabbos is to be mace, is to chap, and every Yid Erev Shabbos should submit to Hashem. Hashem runs the world. We're in good hands. We're in good hands. We're in very good hands, Amunah. I say this, and I continuously have the Nisayan. I continuously have the Nisayan to look at the news. To look at the news, and I say the Nisayan, I know they're mindless, and they're good parts, to Tzushtel, to Klal Yisrael, to see what's going on, but there's also a dangerous part of feeling you have some control, if you see, of knowing and seeing and checking, and there's an inyan of trusting in Hashem, being Beitech and Hashem, we're in good hands. And with our Bechira to really work on the faith, to work on seeing it in our lives, Hashem's love of us, Hashem's want for us, Hashem guarding us and protecting us. This inyan, says the Baal Shem, is the avoid of Erev Shabbos. That a yid is meis Erev Shabbos. He said every yid has such a job, to be meis Erev Shabbos. To come into Shabbos working, all week long the yid's working hard. And the yid stops working Erev Shabbos Kodesh. That was, the Gemara speaks about the Minig Yisrael from Chatzais already not working. There's an inyan Erev Shabbos to be meis Erev Shabbos. That the yid gives it up, Hashem runs the world, to really, really submit to Ratzon Hashem, to acknowledge, to understand it, to rely on that Hashem runs the world. That's the avoid of Meis Erev Shabbos, that's Meichin a yid, to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchin on Shabbos. As such, the Baal Shem says, Misha Meis Erev Shabbos is a simin yafaloi, because that's the avoid of a yid, to be Meis on Erev Shabbos. That's what the Baal Shem describes. And I think today, certainly we're stelling tzu to Yidden being Mais and Nefesh, who are sitting mamish in Gaza, and they're risking their lives to protect Yidden, to protect Am Yisrael. Remarkable. But we understand that the Rabbeinu Shlalom, that Hashem fights for us, that Hashem fights for Klal Yisrael, and our tefillahs, and the Torah of Klal Yisrael is a tremendous schus for Klal Yisrael, and we're doing the Ratzon Hashem and submitting to Ratzon Hashem. I think this emunah, this I saw on the tables, I was happy, somebody described on this schus of Klal Yisrael, recognizing that Hashem runs the world, submitting that Hashem's in charge. We're all saying kapitel tilim, all saying a lot of tilim. And this, a lot, we all want to, I've spoken to friends also having this thing, read the news like control matters. The sports fans amongst us will relate to this. If you don't follow sports, you're going to think I'm crazy. Sorry. Sports fans know, Chaim describes, the ball goes long. Players like move and move their body, contort to try to help the ball. They contort. They have a video, funny video. Myself and Ry Brownstein are in the back line, and a front guy is like dunking, and we're contorting our body, trying to like coax the ball over the net. But anybody who watches sports knows you have a sense that you're looking at it, you're affecting the game. Your team lost, Pasha, because you didn't watch the game. If you would have been there and you left a little bit, sports, it sounds meshuggah. There's what to talk about. There's what to talk about that a human being feels that way, that when he watches and sees it, that it has an impact. There's what to talk about. And here we're looking at the news over and over to coax it the right way. And we say in Kapitel Tillim that we're all saying, Hine layanam v'layish and shaymer Yisrael. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hashem's got it. Hashem's watching. You can sleep. He's not. Hine layanam v'layish and shaymer Yisrael. You could sleep. Hashem is not. We could stop watching. Hashem's watching. Eine Hashem lekecha tamid ba. Shem's eyes are on Eretz Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, the Ashkach, on every single Yid. So the bracha to us all is all of Klai. So we should be zeichet, to be boitchim b'Hashem, to trust in Hashem, to be mispalo, to daven to Hashem, to understand that Hashem, we're in very good hands. Meis Erev Shabbos, we're in very, very, very good hands. We as Klai Yisrael should be mechazik in Amunah, that we're in good hands of the Bairi Olam, and we should see Taka, Klal Yisrael should see Yeshua's, Nechamas, we should see the safety, the protection of all the soldiers, the releasing of all the hostages, the safety of Yidden in all the world, Yidden everywhere. Hine lo yanav lo yishan shayme Yisrael, we should see the safety of Yidden, the success of Yidden, the growth of Yidden everywhere. We've spoken the last many weeks. There's something going on. We're going to shtel tzu. I flew somewhere today. You're in airports. You know you're a yid. You know you're a yid. People are looking. Some sympathetic and some tough. You are separate. You're separated. You go to a. I've never been more separate in my life. I traveled the whole way with my hat. Normally, to get comfortable, I take off my hat when I fly. I flew the entire flight with my hat on. I did it. I felt separate anyway. Somehow, taking off the hat is like you join the chevron. Taking off my hat, I feel like I joined the chevron. In a gewiss type, and it's like a subconscious. today my hat stayed on. It wasn't, I'm not joining. I'm just separate. I felt separate anyway. I left the hat on the whole flight. It was like klur by me. It wasn't like a matzah. There was no matzah. I think there's a subconscious of taking off your hat. That okay, you know, like you're with the chevra. Everybody not wearing a hat. Okay, the yarmulke, I'm not taking off. But there's a certain amount I'm with the chevra. It wasn't true anyways. I left the hat on. It wasn't true anyway. I would have, if I davened here, Shachar, so it wasn't Negeya to be a talis and tefillin. I should have been in talis and tefillin the whole way. It was different anyway. The biggest European would say, no, don't do that. Every guy should be on the plane just sitting talis. You might as well grow horns anyway. We're Dacha Yid. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. You're separate. We're being called. There's a matzav going on, saying, it's shouting, I'm a Yid. A Yid is the nation that relies on Hashem, the nation that talks to Hashem, that davens to Hashem. The nation that knows. Every nation, Eilav Arecheb, Eilav Asusim. Every nation is only busy with armies. Anachnu B'Shem Hashem L'Keinu Nazkir. We're busy with Hashem. We fight differently. So we certainly, we have those ishtadlos, but we also fight, with the chizuk and limud ha-Torah, a fight with tefillah. We're busy with Hashem, the one whose hands we're in. We should all be zeicha. Taka, the kiyum of that kapitel till him, hey makarav v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nesaydan, a good Shabbos.